It's Personal Finance Wednesday on the WBBM Noon Business Hours. How millennials can get started building a nest egg. Let's talk with Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness. Craig, seems like the first thing they need to know is that they need to begin saving for retirement. A lot of them think that's something they do later on.
Yeah, I mean, time is on the young investor's side. And at the end of the day, I mean, realistically, the first step in achieving financial freedom, it's just to invest. I mean, it might be the only way to really free ourselves from ever being dependent upon a paycheck. And I think the best way for people to get started is actually just to look at what's easy. And what should be first and foremost for everyone is just participating in that company-sponsored retirement plan.
If they do that, and that is wise, because especially if there's any sort of matching contributions, that's like free money. If they do that, they may be overwhelmed by all of the fund options. What should they do in that regard?
Well, I think we take the guesswork out of it. You know, we've talked about this before on the Noon Business Hour for young investors. You know, Warren Buffett has always said the only free lunch when it comes to investing is diversification. And I can't think of any better way to get low-cost, dirt-cheap diversification than simply to go into that menu of options and pick a simple index fund, a.k.a. the S&P 500, is a great launching point for everyone.
Would that be the first step you would recommend if somebody said to you, what do I do first?
Every day of the week, you know, we'll have, you know, our core clients ask us about their adult children who are starting off in investing. And I say, let's keep it simple. Let's just pick a single fund, either the S&P 500 or an appropriate, what I call target retirement date fund. And then I challenge them and I say, it's not about picking funds. It's all about taxes. And for young professionals that haven't yet hit their stride, meaning they're going to have maximum wages in the future, they have lower wages when they're just starting out, it should be a Roth 401k if it's available, not the traditional pre-tax version.
What about an older person who hasn't really thought about getting involved in all of that? How can you catch up?
Well, I think, you know, a couple ways. You know, the first is, you know, America is undersaved. We all, generally speaking, got on this too late. And I think for those of us that are playing catch up, the first thing is you need to go get some advice. Work with a certified financial planner that's going to help you list out your goals and provide you some tweaks relative to taxes and creative ideas to increase the efficacy of each dollar. But then for the people that are just starting savings at a later date, the same truths hold themselves to be self-evident. Keep the investment simple while we're growing capital. Again, a target date fund or a low-cost index fund.
Good advice. Craig Bolanos, founding partner, chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness. Thanks for being with us.